Proclamation number 5511 of 19th of October, 1952. God's essence is love. I want to win your love because then I will have won you completely for eternity. But you will only love a being which you know and learn to recognize as lovable, which appears perfect to you and which inclines itself towards you in love. And therefore I try to convey a true image of me to you. I try to awaken your faith in my greater than great love for you. I try to enlighten you about the fact that you once came forth from me, that I am therefore your creator and father from eternity. I seek to impart knowledge to you in order to stimulate your will to act and strive in accordance with this knowledge, for without certain knowledge you cannot become active yourselves. Only the knowledge of your outcome and your aim determines your will and your thoughts. But I do not only want to be acknowledged as that which I am, but I want to be loved. Obedience out of a sense of duty is not enough for me, because only the union in love triggers beatitude and therefore I always and constantly court your love. If you now recognize me in my perfection, which signifies love, wisdom, power, mercy, patience, justice in the highest degree, love for me will also flare up in you, for as once divine beings yourselves all these qualities are within you, albeit still unresolved, since you pushed them back of your own free will due to your former fall into sin. But if knowledge is imparted to you, knowledge which gives you information about your actual relationship with me, your God and Creator of eternity, then you will also learn to recognize me as God. But as soon as love flares up in you, you will recognize me as Father and come to me of your own accord with great desire. And I want to gain this love in order to make you eternally happy with my infinite love. For this reason I do not leave out any person on earth and approach everyone. I want to direct his thoughts to the one to whom he owes his existence, and then I want to influence his thoughts and will with my love. I want to draw him to me and yet not touch his free will. And thus I will speak to him and my words shall bring him knowledge if he only listens to me willingly. My word teaches him love for me and his neighbor. He often cannot muster love for me as long as he does not know me well. But he knows his neighbor and should give his love to him. I want to encourage him to do so, and if he complies with my suggestion, love for me will come of its own accord, for then he will already feel me, whom he is not yet recognized correctly, within himself. His thinking will be clear and in accordance with the truth as a result of love for his neighbor. And through correct thinking he will then also gain a correct image of me and turn to me without reluctance. He will mature in knowledge and thus also mature in love. And I have now won him over for me, for he who has once recognized me will not let me go, just as I will not give up on him who has taken a step towards me of his own accord. I long for my children's love and will never cease to woo them, for the Father's love wants to give, the Father's love wants to constantly make people happy, but it is to be reciprocated in order to be perceived as happiness. Amen.